Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Illinois, Springfield. Welcome to a special sneak preview of the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert that will take place on Saturday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. The Profound Pictures Concert is part of an ongoing collaboration with members of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. Joining me in the studio today for a brief conversation, Maestro Alistair Willis, music director and conductor of the ISO. Welcome, Alistair.
Hi.
Renowned cellist and crossover artist, Mike Block, and opera singer, rock musician, shun player, Wu Tang. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello.
Alistair, this is your last concert as music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and what a program you have in store for us. Tell us about this Profound Pictures concert.
We start with Borodin's In the Steppes of Central Asia. We follow that with Zhao Lin's duo for cello and sheng. And we end the concert with Mussorgsky's magnificent Pictures at an Exhibition.
Wonderful. You know, it seems as if each piece on the program tells a story through music. What are some of the stories that we will hear, and how do we hear them in music?
Oh, you're absolutely right. There are stories, musical stories, going on the entire time. The Borodin, our opening piece, for me is the most perfect Silk Road example of a piece for orchestra. It tells the story of Russian travelers traveling through the steppes in Central Asia, meeting some of the local Asians, and they both have one theme each. And we hear the theme separately. They're far off. Is it a threat? Is it danger? Will it be harmonious? And when we hear in the music both themes played at the same time, we know it's harmonious. And the piece ends with just hearing the Russian theme as if they were passing through. They've passed safely. And it's a glorious, perfect 8 minutes of music. So simple and yet so profound. The Zhao Lin duo, we'll get to just in a second, but that tells a wonderful story. But the Pictures at an Exhibition, of course, for me, when I went to a museum or an art gallery when I was younger, I was always asked to, you know, look at the painting, but then have my imagination, you know, describe the backstory. You know, are you just looking at a woman who might be smiling and her eyes might be following you in the Mona Lisa? Or where did she come from and what was she doing before? Where is she going to go afterwards? And, you know, paintings come alive. With the help of music, of course, there's so much life in the paintings, and it's up to our imaginations to decide for themselves what's going on. If we take just one of the pictures in Pictures at an Exhibition, there's one called the ox cart, and of course we'd see a picture of a stationary ox, probably in motion, but obviously stationary, pulling this cart. But with the music, I see it starting from a long way away. Maybe on the left corner, traveling towards us slowly, the music getting louder and louder, passing right before us, and then trudging off over onto the right corner. So I see the traveling, the distance, the weight, the heaviness of you know, the plodding, and we hear all that in the music. And so it just tells a story of, you know, what kind of a day it was, what the weather was like, is it an easy road or a tough road? All these things just come to mind if we let our imaginations go. And there are so many wonderful pictures.
Now, perhaps the most unusual element on the program is the duo. Would you tell us a bit about this piece, how the piece came about, who wrote it? And I understand, as Alistair mentioned, there's a story also behind the piece.
Yeah, almost six years ago, challenged Yo-Yo Ma and asked me, maybe we can think about make a piece, commission piece for sheng and cello. So we just imagine we have a, you know, we just think about we have a really close friend who Zhao Lin, he already, you know, did arrange a piece, a swallow Yan's song for our Silk Road new album. But this time he think to bring another story. It's from monk from Tang Dynasty, more than 1,000 years. This Xuanzang, his name is Xuanzang, he is bringing a really important the culture from Buddhism, from Indian. So when that time, the Tang Dynasty not open for, you know, you go to the outside, you had to apply and really difficult. He does it by himself. There's a goal and it's really dangerous, you know, a lot of trouble in the road. But finally, he spent 19 years in India. First time for, he learned the language and then go into that Nalanda University. When that time, almost a huge, you know, most biggest in India, also biggest, one of the biggest in the whole world at that time. So he just got really high level for study, and then he teach in the India. Then, you know, he just come back, bring the really important culture from Buddhism. But after a few years, you know, the university getting born.
It sounds like an incredible spiritual and musical journey. Now, there are two solo instruments here. Maybe if, Mike, if you would tell us a bit about the role of the cello as a solo instrument. Are you representing a particular character?
That's a good question. I think this piece, you know, as Wutong is describing it, you know, we have this physical journey in the first movement, you know, through the desert. In the second movement, in the program notes, Jialin describes it as the joy of the Buddha that we're really trying to bring to life. And then this really transcendent third movement that Wutong is describing is about the enlightenment of the Buddha. And so there's this really timeless quality to sort of this like haunting piano metronome almost with these really long wind lines that Wutong is playing on the shung. But the cello part is actually full of like tension and full of passion. And I kind of see it as kind of sort of, you know, the everyday personality of all of us kind of trying to derail our enlightenment and derail the transcendence that the shung part is searching for in the wisdom of Buddha's teachings and everything. And I'm kind of there kind of as sort of like this subconscious, you know, anxiety that's constantly searching for a home.
We have a couple of minutes left, and it would be so wonderful to hear both of your instruments, the shung and the cello, together. Would you perhaps play a piece of your choice for us?
Would love to. There's a special collaboration we've been working on for the encore, which will draw on our various backgrounds. And I think you might understand some of the quotes in there, but we'll play it for you.
Wow.
beautiful.
Beautiful. And I wish listeners could have seen this beautiful instrument and also Mike Block playing the cello. This is going to be a fantastic concert. Thank you so much for sharing this special sneak preview with our listeners. This has been a conversation with Maestro Alistair Willis and Silk Road Ensemble members Mike Block and Wu Tong, soloists in the upcoming Profound Pictures Concert, featuring works by Mussorgsky, Borodin, and Lin. This is a concert not to be missed, as it is also the end of Maestro Alistair Willis's tenure with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. That is the Profound Pictures Concert on Saturday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. For tickets, please visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis. Thank you for listening. I'll see you at the concert.